For years, New York City public school principals have been encouraged to act like corporate leaders, like the CEOs of their buildings. Maybe that's why they're angered by Governor Cuomo's proposal, tucked into a package of proposed reforms, to reduce principals' authority in evaluating their own teachers. WNYC's Yasmin Khan reports the governor wants to bring in outside reviewers because he thinks teacher ratings are too high.
There are at least a few red flags that principals are raising in response to the governor's plan.
Well, it does like call into question, like, what is my job then? Do you know?
Brooke Jackson is principal of the New York City Lab School for Collaborative Studies, a high-performing high school in Manhattan. She says her role is to evaluate teachers in order to help them develop. You give feedback and work collaboratively.
And without that, the feedback is going to be static. The emphasis is going to be on the grade rather than the growth.
And Brian DeVal, principal of PS 257 in Brooklyn, takes issue with the idea that he can't be a discerning supervisor, so an outsider needs to rate his staff?
Yeah, I work here, but I am the impartial evaluator. Am I coming into this saying, oh, this one's okay, just give him a passing mark? Absolutely not.
Under the current system, principal observations count for 60% of a teacher's rating. The governor wants to reduce that to 15%, 1-5. Observations by outside evaluators would then count for 35%. The rest of the evaluation would be based on student test scores or other measures of student growth. Jackson says outside input could always be helpful, but a teacher getting a review from her principal, who's driving the mission of the school, and then from an outsider could be counterproductive.
Because then a lot of energy gets spent doing the crosswalk, you know?
The governor wants more objectivity and to hold teachers accountable for student performance. Right now, the numbers don't look good.
35% of third to eighth graders proficient in math, 98% of the teachers rated effective. Who are we kidding, my friends?
That's the governor speaking last month when he made this proposal. Couple of things here. Those low student scores, those are from pretty new tests. New York implemented harder standardized tests in 2013. State education officials were open about the fact that scores would drop sharply and then improve over time. Second, there is a new teacher evaluation system. In New York City, it's in its second year. Other New York districts adopted plans 3 years ago. So districts are in the midst of change. This is not to diminish the sense of urgency behind weeding out truly poor teachers and improving others all around. And the idea of bringing in an outside evaluator is embraced to some extent. But Cuomo may be taking the idea too far. Chester Finn, an education scholar and generally a fan of the governor's education reforms, says he's ambivalent about the evaluation plan.
Third-party input is a good thing. Attaching rigid weights to this and devaluing the principal's part is a problem.
In a way, Cuomo's proposal plays into the hands of his critics, who say he's out of touch with what happens in a school. Rachel Sayre, an assistant principal at City S School in Manhattan, says even as the governor pushes to raise teacher performance, he needs to acknowledge other barriers to student achievement, like poverty.
Without talking about the long-term effects of poverty or thinking about policies that could be put into place to actually address the long-term effects of poverty, it just makes him sound like he doesn't know what he's talking about.
The governor's teacher evaluation proposal is part of a package of education reforms tied to an increase in school funding. To get the money, the legislature has to adopt Cuomo's proposals. But it's budget season in Albany, and everything's up for negotiation. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.